Good morning, sisters and brothers in the Dharma. For today's retreat, I'd like to teach two, Samatha and Vipassana. Any of you never heard about Samatha? You? Two. Okay. In Buddhist meditation, there are two types of meditation. One is called Samatha, concentration meditation. Another is called Vipassana. Vipassana is seeing things as they really are, as impermanent, unsatisfactory, and non-self. And usually, before a meditator proceeds to a Vipassana meditation, they practice concentration first. Why? Because to see things as they really are, for example, our mind and body, in a subtle, to a very subtle level, we need concentration in order to see clearly. For example, the body is made up by billions of particles arising and passing away. Now, let us close our eyes and see. Can we see? Can you see all the millions of particles arising and passing away in the body? Can or cannot? We can. Why? Why we can't see? Because lacking in concentration. Concentration is like microscope, you know. If you want to see the bacteria in the water, we cannot see with our ordinary eyes. We need some equipment in order to penetrate. There are many lies in the water. So also, in order to see clearly what is this body and mind, we need concentration so that we can see. Using concentration is equally same as microscope. With the help of microscope, we can see clearly what is this body and mind. And only seeing truly, seeing correctly, sets one free. You free from attachment, because all the suffering comes from attachment. That's why we usually start with concentration first. Without concentration, mind is so agitated, so discursive, so restlessness. Just like a pond. It's a pond full of dirty things. We cannot see through the pond, what's inside the pond. We have to wait until all this sediment sink down, sink into the bottom. Then the surface becomes clear. Then we can penetrate into the pond, what is inside the pond. So also, we need concentration. Then the mind becomes settled. Then we can see clearly what's happening in our body and mind. That's why usually we start with concentration practice. And there are many ways of concentration practice. The easiest one is mindfulness of breathing. We call Anapanasati. Anapana means in-breath and out-breath. Anna is in-breath. Anna is out-breath. Sati is mindfulness, awareness, knowing. So knowing your in-breath and out-breath is called Anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing. And this method is so easy to develop. Why? Because we are breathing all the time. We are breathing 24 hours. But because our mind, we always let our mind going outside, purchasing all the six sense objects, rather than looking back to our breath. That's why we have wasted so much of our precious time to chase after external objects, rather than come back on the breath. Okay. So this method is to come back to the breath. Because we are breathing all the time. The technique is very easy to develop. But to develop a very deep concentration, that is a bit difficult. Anyway, once you know the technique, then you can meditate at home. No mistake, nothing will happen to you. You will never become crazy if you know the correct method. Okay. So, I will give you very brief instruction how to practice mindfulness of breathing. Of course, the first important is the posture. We must sit erect, straight. Why? Because if you cook it, the breath, the air stuck somewhere. The air cannot move smoothly. So you must sit erect. Then the chin a little bit down. Then concentrate on your breath. Of course, during the meditation practice, we have to close our eyes. But now, before you close your eyes, you listen attentively first, my instruction. So, in Anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing, your object is the breath. Accept the breath. Don't pay attention to whatever arising in your mind and body. Because we are now practicing samatha, concentration practice. Concentration practice takes on one object so that we can develop one pointedness of mind. If we let our mind going here and there, how can we develop one pointedness of the mind? So accept the breath, don't pay attention to other objects. And the object is in breath and out breath. When you breathe in, breathe out, you keep your attention under the nostril. When we breathe in, the air go up to the head. Breathe out, the air go down. But you don't follow the air up to the air to the head or down to the belly. Don't follow. You just keep your awareness under the nostril here. So when you breathe in and breathe out, the air passes somewhere. It may be passes here, or tip of your lips. It may be passes inside the nostril, but don't pay attention inside the nostril. If you keep the attention inside the nostril, it causes tension on your nose or on your face. So outside, don't keep attention inside. Outside here, it will touch somewhere. If it touches here, you keep the attention here. If the air touches here, you keep the attention in the right spot. It depends on individuals. Okay. Once you find the air touches somewhere, you keep your attention on that touching point. On that touching point, but aware of the air. If you only sit on a touching point and not aware of the air, it's not correct. Air, the breath is your object, not the touching point. Then you may ask, then why should we pay attention on the touching point rather than the air itself? Okay, because for beginners, they have no enough experience, they tend to follow the air up to the head, down to the belly. So if I do not ask them to fix, to focus on the touching point, and they follow the air up and down, up and down. This is the reason I want the beginner to find the touching point. But if you are the advanced meditator, you don't have to care about the touching point. You just know the air go in, go out around this area. Always keep the attention around this area, even though there's no touching point. Enough. That should be enough for you to develop concentration. Okay. So when you breathe in, breathe out, breathe mentally, you must say, breathing in, breathing out, because mentally say can block your mind going here and there. But if you are advanced meditator, you don't have to say breathing in and breathing out. Only when you are new, then breathing in, breathing out. So after a few breaths, the mind start to go out. The mind will not fix on the breath. Then, never mind, the moment you know, mind going out, go somewhere else, go back to your business, to your family member, or something else. the moment you're aware, then come back. Ask your attention. Come back to the breath. Come back to the breath. Breathing in, breathing out. Only two breaths might go somewhere else again. So then you come back again. After a few breaths, go somewhere else. Then you come back again. Then you start to understand, our mind is so restless. Before you come to meditation, you do not know the mind is so restless. Only when you really want to meditate, want to concentrate on your mind, you start to understand the mind is so restless. When you understand the mind is so restless, you should be happy. Don't feel agitated towards your restlessness. You should be happy. Now I understand the mind more. I understand the nature of the mind more. That's why I need to prepare my mind. So don't feel discouraged or disappointed or irritated by your restless mind. This happens to everyone. For the beginners, to everyone. Just like a fish. The fish, if you catch a fish and put on the dry ground, dry land, the fish jumping here and there, struggling. Why? He's not used to live on a dry land. He wants to go back to the water. So also our mind. Our mind used to enjoy all the sensual pleasures. Now, we want to train our mind on a single breath. Oh, the mind cannot take it. This is not our way of living, you know. Our way of living is enjoying all the six sense pleasures. Just like a fish. You cut the fish from the water and put on the dry land. The fish cannot stand it. It's not the way he lives. So also, our mind used to, you know, enjoy five six sense pleasures. Now, coming to this in breath and out breath, there's no enjoyment at all. You know, so the mind just get very bored of it. This is only for beginners. So you must have patience. Because you want to train your mind, you want to have inner peace. So in the beginning, you must put forth some effort, perseverance, patience with the beginning, this period, a period of boring time. When the mind becomes settled, you know, after some time you fight with the restlessness. But don't get irritated by it. Just now come back. Mind go out, okay, no, come back. Oh, go out somewhere again, no, come back. Sit here. After some time, the mind becomes tired going out. Because you fight with it. The mind is so tired going out. Okay, the mind now listen to you. Settle on the breath. Okay, very good. And if this does not work, then you should try counting methods. Breathing in, breathing out, one. Breathing in, breathing out, two. Breathing in, breathing out, three. Count up to five. After five, come again. Breathing in, breathing out, one. Breathing in, breathing out, two. Until five again. So after half an hour or 45 minutes, very good. The mind settle down. Then you keep up counting. No need to count anymore. Then just concentrate on the breath. Then after about 40 minutes or 30 minutes, the pain arises. Pain somewhere. Pain on the buttock, pain on the shoulder, pain on the, you know, on the knee. So in the meditation, we have three good friends. One is restlessness, follow you all the time. Second is pain, also follow you all the time. The third one is slow and proper, dizziness. Because no enjoyment, the mind becomes dull. The mind no interest at all. So sleepiness comes. These three friends follow you all the time. So you must be skillful enough to deal with them. Don't become their slave. You must work your own skillfulness to work with these three friends, to deal with these three friends. So when the pain comes, don't shift your attention to the pain. Endure it first. Until to an extent that pain already disturbs your mind. Your mind cannot concentrate on the breath anymore. Then you change your posture. because you cannot endure, it disturbs you already. So you change the posture, then the pain release, then you can concentrate again. But don't change immediately. Huh? The moment you feel a little bit uncomfortable, then you change. If you keep on changing, you are unable to develop concentration. And it becomes your habit, changing posture all the time. Okay, so must endure the pain in the beginning. And if the sleepiness comes, you can open your eyes. Huh? Open your eyes or pull your ears. Huh? This pull your ears is very effective to make your mind alert. Now there's one type of yoga we call brain yoga, something, you know, very famous, very quite popular in USA. It's pulling the ear. Pulling the ear. Why? Because there's a reflexology, foot massage, reflexology. So here as a lot reflect the brain. So if you pull your ears, you make your brain very active. So you will not feel sleepy. And many students exercise this one, and their result become better and better. Their study become better and better. So when you feel sleepy, pull your ear, because the reflexology of your brain. And I remember, when I was in school, when the teacher punished us, always ask her to pull the ear, squat down and stand up. At the time, we didn't understand. It's good for us. Okay. So when you feel sleepy, pull your ears. Okay. Now suppose everything, all the restless sleepiness, all the pain, all subside. Then you can concentrate on your breath. Then the second step, you should aware of the in, long and short of the breath. And when you breathe in, sometimes it takes longer time to finish the in breath. It's called long in breath. And if it takes longer time to finish the out breath, this is called long out breath. Sometimes very short, your in breath is very short, out breath also very short. This is called short in breath and short out breath. So you must be able to aware whether the air is short or long. But you don't have to purposely breathe in long. No, let it come naturally. Another point, very important point, when you concentrate on the breath, be natural. Be natural. Just like you're sitting on a river bank. You're sitting on a river bank, you observe the flow of the water, the flow of the river. Your only duty is just observe without doing anything. You are not trying to ask the river water, please flow faster. Oh, please flow slowly. No, you never ask the water to flow fast or to flow slow. Your only duty is just observe. No, just no. So also, while doing, observing your breath, you just know, just observe, doing nothing. When the breath becomes clear to you, you know. When it's not clear, also you know. You don't try to change the natural flow of the breath. Okay? Then, when you can eat, then you can concentrate well in long breath and short breath, you go further, one step further. You are aware of the whole breath body. The beginning, middle, and the end. When you breathe in this beginning part, this middle is the end of the in breath. When you breathe out, this the beginning, middle, and the end of the breath. So you are aware of the whole process. Only then your mindfulness becomes sharp, your concentration becomes deep. If you just in breath, out breath, no, your concentration will never go very deep. So, but although I say that you are aware of in beginning, middle and end, it doesn't mean that you must follow up to the head or follow down to the belly. You remain keeping your awareness under the nostril. You may not be able to understand now, but if you come to practice, you will understand practically. So all the time keeping your own awareness under the nostril. Okay, this is enough for the beginners. But I know many of you have practiced Anapanasati. So I want to explain a little bit further for the benefit of advanced meditator. So when you can concentrate well, the light will appear. Light. You will see the light. The light appear here, somewhere in front of you, or above of you, or far away from you. So in the beginning, you feel so excited. What is that? Never occurred before, you know? And some people think, oh, I may go to crazy. Why I can see the light, you know? And if you go and ask someone, you know, your experience, you see the light, so brilliant light cover your face, you know, you can't believe it. And if you ask somebody who has no experience, then that person will tell you, oh, you are crazy, you know. And then you don't believe, you go and ask another one who also has no experience. They also say, you are crazy. Then finally you think you are crazy. So you stop meditating. You waste your potentiality, you know? So it's very important. Don't simply ask person who has no experience. I have one American student. She has this excellent experience, you know, brilliant light. And at that moment, she has no sense of self. No self at all. You know, for many days, she don't want to eat, don't want to sleep. Just living in the joy of, you know, the happiness of meditation. But she never has this experience. So she asked somebody who has no experience as well. Everyone told her, you are crazy, you are crazy. Finally, she ended up herself in a psychiatric hospital. What a pity, you know? What a pity. And for 20 years after, no, not only end up in a psychiatric hospital, because she says, non-self, if I have this perception of non-self, I cannot live in this world. This world is all egoistic, all based on a self, you know? So she feels that, no, in order to find that, the self, so she indulges in intoxicants, taking drugs, and indulge in a lot of sexual misconduct. And she committed so many unwholesome deeds. She wrote a letter to me. You know, oh, I have so much compassion for her. You know, so it's very important you must consult a person who is qualified. Don't simply tell your meditation to those who have not experienced. You know, they mislead you and you end up in suffering. So, very important point. That's why today I want to tell you about the light one. Because when I live, you know, you keep on meditating and you see the light, then you think you're crazy. Oh, sister, Susila takes me away to craziness. So before I leave, I got to tell you the whole process first. You know, so in the process of training, if you encounter such experience, at least you know it is correct. It is true. Okay? So when the concentration becomes deep, the light will appear. Appear in the beginning, in front here, above, somewhere around the body. Then you get excited. You look at the light. Never seen before. So you look at the light, then the light say goodbye, disappear. So you come back to the breath again. Then the light come again. So the light appear first in front, surrounded you, but very soon it disappear. Why? Because the concentration is not deep yet. So the light will disappear. Okay. But if you keep on paying attention on your breath, the light will last longer. Sometimes it has color, different color. You know, blue color, purple color, gray color. For most people, it appears gray color, far away. If you do not pay attention to the light will last longer. But if you pay attention to the light will disappear very soon. Why? Because the light comes from your continuous attention on the breath. The moment you shift your attention from the breath to the light, your concentration on the breath breaks. When the concentration breaks, the light also disappears. because the light is the result of your concentration. Now you no more pay attention on the breath. Of course, it disappears. Okay. So you learn from your mistake. Oh, I shouldn't pay attention to the light. I should pay attention on my breath. So after some time, then the light will not disappear. The light lasts even longer, and it changes color according to individual. Huh? Somebody sees red, somebody sees yellow, and so on. Okay, if your concentration on the breath becomes stable, the light sometimes come closer. Come closer under the nostril. For somebody, it appears under the nostril directly. But for somebody, it appears far away first, then come closer gradually. Okay, two also okay. So under the nostril, then it becomes color, become white color, like cotton wool. Like cotton wool, white color. And it lasts longer here. If you do not pay attention to it, it lasts longer. The moment you pay attention to it, it shakes and disappears. So don't pay attention to the light until you find the light lasts long for at least half an hour without changing color, without shaking. After half an hour, then you can concentrate on the light. With the breath, concentrate on the light. Sometimes the light can be so clear, so strong, it covers your whole face like a sun. Very shining, cover your whole face, and so bright that you shake your tears. It's okay, it's all normal, this one. You better think you are crying. No, because of the light striking the eye sensitivity, you cannot stand, so you shed the tears. All these are normal, happen to many people. So when you encounter all this experience, it's normal, correct one. Don't think you are crazy, okay? Then after that, the light changes again. When the concentration becomes deeper, it changes again, becomes transparent, like diamond. Transparent like diamond under the nostril. Then it lasts for half an hour, 45 minutes. Then you can concentrate on your, after last for stable and lasting for half an hour, you can start move your attention to the light rather than breath. Is it clear? Okay, very clear. Okay, so if you can keep on continuing, you are soon very quick you will attain first jhana, absorption concentration. That's enough for today and tomorrow. It takes you years. We do not know. It depends on your perception. It depends on your past perception. If in your past life you have been practicing this method very quick, within 5 days, you got it. In Michigan, I took 7 days retreat. One of the disciples, within 5 days, he got all this light already. So quick, so brilliant, he shed her tears. He asked, am I going to crazy or not? She's so afraid. So within 5 days you got it. But you must know all the technique, all the procedure. In the procedures of training, you know all this will happen. Okay? Okay, so this is basically the way to practice anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing. Okay. Now we come to walking meditation. Okay. As I explained last night, there are two ways to practice walking meditation. One is only by anapanasati. So you lifting, then you breathe in. Lifting, dropping your foot, then you breathe out. So there's a rhythm. Lifting, breathe in, dropping, breathe out. Lifting, breathe in, dropping, breathe out. So you can walk in this way, anapanasati. Or another way, you can observe four elements meditation. This thing, you see what happened to you. If you feel the heaviness, this is earth element. Pushing, if you feel moving, this wind element. Dropping, you feel lightness or heaviness or hardness, this earth element. And touching, you feel the cold or heat, this fire element. So you can keep on observing earth element, fire element, wind element. Water element a bit difficult. You can neglect water element. Just pay attention to three elements, earth, fire and wind. Then sometimes you ask yourself, who is walking? Who is walking? Then you understand only four elements are walking. No I, no person. Only four elements are walking. Then who knows the four elements? You ask, investigate. In the Vipassana meditation, investigation is very important. You investigate. Who knows the four elements? Then you understand the mind knows. The mind is not I, not myself. The mind has the characteristic of knowing an object. So you understand the mind knows the four elements. So four elements walking and the mind knows. So what is actually happening is only mind and matter. Mind and matter. Then it come clear to you. That's non-self. It's just a process of mind and matter. So this walking, you can realize this through walking meditation. Okay, I think that is enough for today's instruction. Any question? Any question, any point you need my clarification? Yes.
Yeah, this is for
how many hours?
14.
You said 14 hours?
14, yeah. Sometimes I go to retreat at 14.
Continuously in one sitting?
No.
In a day?
No,
oh, in a day. I thought you sit continuously 14 hours. Congratulations.
Being an old person,
okay.
Oftentimes,
like you said, I try not to move,
but I focus the breath
to the
inner
area.
After
focus the breath on the pain.
The breath, just breathe in and breathe out.
Then how you observe the pain?
Observe the pain. What is the pain, and then breathe in and breathe out. That way, when the pain is.
Okay.
Is that a right motion? Because it usually just go away. It seems like there was a rhythm.
Okay.
I feel the rhythm.
Okay. So the attention is on the pain or on the breath?
On the breath going to the pain.
Okay. Okay, for how long?
Until it
just
disappear after a while.
Then it's good. Then you come back to the breath. Right. Okay, no problem.
Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. Any other question? Question? No? No? Okay, then you start. You want to, because here is 10:15, so you can stretch your legs first, you know, because now you're sitting for more than half an hour. Or if you cannot, if you are beginners, if you feel too much pain, you can sit on a chair behind.
I'll try this.
Okay. So anybody, if you can't speak, feel free to sit on a chair behind if you cannot bear the... Okay.